There are a lot of things. I would say that the four major things we look at, what people are able to consume, the quantities and the quality of the food that they are able to get. We look at what changes are happening to the ways and means through which households are able to access food and incomes, and that's what we call livelihoods. We look at the situation, the nutritional situation of the household, especially for children under five, as well as levels of mortality as a result of taking inadequate quantities of food.
Yes, and this current IPC reports that 2.8 million people, that's 23% of the population. That's really, really a very scary number.
Yes, I agree with you. It's a scary number, and it is a scary mainly because of this particular period, because January to March is a period soon after harvest, and this is a time that we expect the households to have enough food. So there should be more food available in the home. Unfortunately, we have a situation where almost one in four people are not able to meet their food needs adequately.
Yes, and the report used the word acute. Actually, it said they will face acute food and nutrition insecurity. You did mention famine. I think it hasn't reached to that, right?
No, technically it has not reached to famine, but looking at this situation at the harvest time, it is very worrying. And if nothing happens, there is a likelihood that we could end up in a situation of famine. Thankfully, during this dry period, it's a time when the organizations can do a lot. For example, World Food Program can move some of the food that is required to be distributed in some of the areas if there is a situation that is conducive for that kind of prepositioning to happen.
Now, what are the projections for the period after March?
As of now, we do not have projections, but very soon we are going to be going into another session where these people I mentioned will come together again and will produce a projection for the coming months. We are very worried about what the situation might look like in the period of April to July, because that's the time when normally, because of seasonal lack of stock in households, you see higher numbers of food insecurity. We are very worried that we are already at a high level now, and we think that the situation is not looking good if nothing happens.